Welcome to the Outsmart ADHD podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Coutinho, board-certified occupational therapist, two-time TED speaker, ADHD coach, ADHD advocate, and reality show contestant. Now, let's talk about ADHD. Hello, my gorgeous humans. I'm super excited to talk to you about what today's topic is. And today's topic is imposter syndrome. Now, this isn't probably the first time you've heard about imposter syndrome. So let's just talk a little bit more about what exactly is imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is this feeling of doubting your own skills and your own abilities and feeling like you don't belong doing what you're doing because you're not qualified. You feel like a fraud and like you're going to be found out. It's like this underlying feeling of, they're going to find out, like they're going to find out I'm not supposed to be here. So that's what imposter syndrome is. And if in your head you're thinking, shit, I've got it, it's okay. There's a really good chance that everyone listening to this podcast right now has probably felt imposter syndrome sometime in their life. And especially as a high achieving woman with ADHD, there's a really good chance that you have felt this very often. So let's talk about why. As high-achieving ADHD women, we feel imposter syndrome more often. Now, let's think of times when you feel less sure about yourself. Is it when you've been doing the same thing for 3, 4, 5 years, a decade? Or is it when you've taken on something new? Think about the jobs that you've been in, or maybe your current job. Is this the highest ranking you've had before? Did you get this job and think, shit, when are they going to find out that I'm not qualified? If you recently graduated college and maybe you're a new therapist and you're sitting across from your first client and they're pouring out everything that's going on in their life, are you sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be doing this? Are they really leaving me alone right now? I know for myself as an occupational therapist, for the first many months that I was an OT, I kept having this feeling of, holy shit, they're leaving me alone with this client. I don't know if I'm qualified to do this. I feel like someone else should be here with me. I don't feel like I have what it takes to do everything that this person needs. Why did I feel like this? It's the very first time that I was an occupational therapist, other than in my field works when I had worked with a clinical instructor. The first time that I stepped on a TEDx stage, I felt like an imposter. Why? It was the very first time that I had done public speaking. Being a typical ADHDer, we are all or nothing, right? So my very first public speaking was on a TED stage. I felt like, why in the hell did they pick me to be on this stage? Who am I to get on this stage and talk about ADHD? I'm not enough of an expert. People on TED stages are freaking thought leaders. I don't know how I got this. I must have just gotten very lucky. And even for the second TED talk, you know what's funny, my friends? I thought they must not have very many people that apply for this because they knew that they wanted me as soon as I reached out to them and sent them a little intro video. Typically, when you get a TED talk, they take you through several rounds of interviews, a long vetting process. It's a lot to get a TED talk, typically in the traditional sense. For me, I felt since they knew that they wanted me as part of their event so quickly that they must be scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like they must have barely enough people even pitching them to be able to put this event on. That's what was going on in my brain. Why? Because even though that I had done a TED talk before, I'm still very new at public speaking. The reason you have imposter syndrome, especially as a high-achieving woman with ADHD, is likely because you get bored very quickly, which means you are constantly changing up your work. You're probably climbing the ranks at work very quickly because you're a really good problem solver. You're creative. You're probably figured out how to do a lot more than that company had been doing before with a lot less revenue, a lot less time. You are constantly putting yourself in new situations because your brain is craving that dopamine. It's craving the stimulation, which means that we are not in the same place for a very long period of time before we're constantly leveling up to the next thing. So one reason why you feel this imposter syndrome so deeply and so often is because you are constantly putting yourself in situations where you are new. If you feel like an imposter, there's a really good chance you're just new. You are just new. You are supposed to be in that board chair. You are supposed to be sitting across from that client. You are supposed to be up on that TED stage, but you're new. This is the first time you're doing it. Being new at something and feeling imposter syndrome does not mean that you do not belong somewhere. Honestly, if you feel this often, I want to give you a huge congratulations because you're likely putting yourself in new and exciting situations often. You're stretching yourself as a person. You're not staying in your comfort zone. If you were, you wouldn't be feeling freaking imposter syndrome. Another reason that you're probably feeling this is because as ADHDers, we have been told that we're doing things wrong our entire lives. We've been told that the very essence of who we are as an ADHDer, how our brain functions, how we work on a day-to-day basis, how we communicate, how we walk, how we talk, everything that we do on a fundamental level is wrong. How can you go your entire life being told that you don't do anything correctly, do big things in the world, and not have imposter syndrome? So I want to say that this is a two-part. Yes, it's because you are always leveling up. You're always putting yourself in new situations, new experiences. And because of this, you're becoming an even cooler person with more experiences. But also, it's because we've been taught our entire lives that the very essence of who we are is not okay. And that is why we feel like no matter where we are at, we're doing it wrong. Did you hear that, my friend? It's because you have been taught your entire life that what you do isn't okay. And therefore, wherever you are at, you feel like you're doing it wrong. Now, if you're feeling imposter syndrome after doing something for quite a while, it's probably a little bit more of the latter. It's probably because those experiences of being told that you're doing things wrong is so deep ingrained in you that you are second guessing every single thing you do in your life, even after you have accomplished them. So if you're feeling like, fuck, now what do I do? I want to highly encourage you to seek out the support that you need and deserve to remind you that you do deserve to be in this space. You do deserve the accomplishment that you have created. After all, you created this experience for yourself, right? Nobody told you that you had to apply for that job. No one told you that you had to start the business. Nobody gave you a roadmap to do these things. You created this experience for yourself. You achieved this probably a lot on your own. But to continue growing the way that I know that you want to grow because you're listening to this podcast, nobody listens to a podcast like this because they're complacent and they enjoy being where they're at, right? You're always seeking and you're always growing, which is why a lot of you probably feel a lot of imposter syndrome. I want to encourage you to seek out the support that you need to remind you that you do deserve the great things in your life, that you're not an imposter. Now, this likely will look like something like an ADHD coach. And the reason why you would likely really benefit from someone like an ADHD coach is because even though you intellectually understand that you deserve to be where you are at on paper, for myself, I know that I deserve to be an occupational therapist. I passed my boards. I passed my field work. I have a lot of clients and patients I've treated who have made a lot of progress. But even though I have that on paper, even though I have coached over 4,000 amazing women with ADHD, even though I have had two TED Talks, there are still times where I feel like I'm not good enough. And that is why myself, even as an ADHD coach and therapist, I also have an ADHD coach who reminds me that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. It's that person that helps you the feeling of when you are about to fall off of the bed and you need someone to hold onto your feet so you don't fall all the way off as you're reaching down to pick something up off of the floor. That's something that kind of an analogy of what an ADHD coach can do for you. As you're striving, as you're reaching for more, as they're helping you to get there and piece together how exactly to do it, as you're stretching, you also need someone to help to ground you, to remind you that you are worthy of the help, you deserve the help, and you deserve the support. I don't care who the heck you are. Nobody has reached amazing things without support. And that is why it is so incredibly important for you to find somebody who can help to support you on this journey. Because imposter syndrome doesn't mean that you are doing something you're not supposed to be doing. It means that you're a person who is very goal-oriented likely and who is constantly putting themselves in new positions, in experiencing new things. And people like that, we need more of them in the world. We need more people that are innovative, who are risk takers, who are willing to pave the path that no one has paved before, which is why you deserve the help, but also the world would be a lot cooler place if you had the courage to do all of the things that are on your heart. So my friends, it's time to find that support. I want to remind you that you are not an imposter. You are an amazing, capable person with ADHD that deserves the support to keep reaching those ranks. Until next time, my friend, I will talk to you soon.
Are you a high-achieving woman with ADHD looking for a coach? Or maybe an event coordinator looking for a wildly captivating speaker? Perfect. Go to outsmartadhd.co. That's outsmartadhd.co to get in touch. And before I forget, would you mind taking a minute to share this podcast with someone you love? It would mean the world to me. Thanks, my friend. Until next time.